Blog Talk Radio.
Wolfpack is back, cause of mass destruction. Guess who's here? The bad boys are wrestling. Testing competition when the war is in mission. Not no mercy, see the rings like the street. If you don't know, you better find out the Wolfpack. A point number one, just believe that you don't want to talk with them or be a part of them. Come in the ring with them, you're never walking out again. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. 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 You might wind up in a body bag. You took your chances, now it's time to show you what's wrong. In the ring, this is poor, all you suck are strong. Day in, day out, the wolf pack for life. Tell me who has the guts to come in the ring tonight. Don't care about the replicas, we make our own rules. You're doing it what it takes to feel their shoes. See, it's just a crowd pleaser, on the ground to leave. You're the punishment for making enemies for these soldiers. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
Hey, yo.
Wolfpack in the house, people. Please, Long Wolf, I'm Big Bad Wolf. This is the Wolfpack. Real quick, guys, hit us up on Facebook.com, Twitter.com, Wolfpack_TV. Hit us up on that SoundCloud and Instagram. Sports section, Sports Wednesday today. Topic of discussion today is, Long Wolf, do you see Peyton Manning? Is this Peyton Manning's last game on February 6th?
I think this is it. This is it. It's do or die for him. I don't see him coming back for another season. I'd be highly surprised. But then again, actually, I take that back because considering, which brings up another topic, how bad quarterbacks are in the league right now. There's not really a lot of elite quarterbacks or consistent quarterbacks. So potentially he probably could come back for one more year, but health-wise, I don't think he will. So, yeah, this is his last game. This is it for him. And I think it's a passing of the torch, to Cam Newton.
The passing of the torch to Cam Newton. So Cam Newton will be the elite quarterback, which he's already proven that this year. Also, I want to say there's been rumors about – I've been looking on Facebook and a lot of other – these sources are saying that RG3 is about to sign with the Cowboys. I don't know how official that is, but they were saying that it's been rumored. A lot of RG3 teammates that he played with in Washington said that they know where he wants to sign and wants to be at, and it looks like it's pointing towards the Cowboys, which Tony Romo could be passing the torch to RG3. I don't see them guys getting Johnny Manziel. If they do, I actually see Johnny Manziel probably at Jacksonville or somewhere where they need a QB. Houston Texans will be a good location for him. Unless they're going to pick some in the draft. It's tough to say right now. We'll see what's going on. There's been sources saying that the Houston Rockets organization does not want to trade Dwight Howard. So we'll definitely see how that goes. If I was a GM of Houston, I would say get rid of him and get somebody else for him. Go after, DeMarcus Cousins. Go after, Andre Drummond, some of the premier centers that are good. That's not a problem inside the locker room. I would get rid of him because he's been unproductive. But, you know, I definitely, you know, you can't be productive when you got James Harden shooting all your motherfucking shots. He barely passes the ball. So, you know, I mean, we'll definitely see. Lone Wolf, your thoughts on should the Houston organization trade Dwight Howard?
Well, I mean, it just depends on who you can get for him. You know, so like a DeMarcus Cousins, yeah, it's worth it. I don't see Sacramento giving him up. And there's not really too many other viable options out there. You know, I know we had talked about Whiteside possibly, but yeah, I do feel like you know, you want to see what you can get for him, but I mean, right now, I don't know if there's any other big man that you can get that can kind of, you know, it'd be worth it, you know.
Yeah.
But I do understand that they want to, you know, try to get something for him if he's going to leave, you know, in the summer. So, you know.
Yeah, I think it, you know, I think they need to do something with him, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know. The Rockets doesn't really have that tunnel. You know, they already messed up at the beginning, in my opinion, with the Houston organization when they fired Kevin McHale. They should have never did that. They should have gave him at least, you know what I'm saying, to this season and into the next and try to build something, because they did get to, you know, the semifinals. Well, they got to the Western Conference Finals last year, didn't they? They played the Golden State Warriors. So, you know, why would you fire somebody and you guys went to the Western Conference Finals? I don't understand. But, you know, like I said, there's also been rumors about Blake Griffin being traded from the Cleveland's trying to get Blake Griffin. I think they're trying to give up Anderson Varejao, probably Amani Shepherd, Matthew Dellavedova, and I want to say they're going to probably try to throw Kevin Love in there, but there's been rumors about Cleveland making a trade for Blake Griffin. I believe in the Clippers organization also, since we're on that. If the Clippers don't get to where they need to get at the end of this year, you know, African-American coaches do not last in the NBA. If you're not producing, you're getting the fuck out of it. You're getting the fuck out of the way. That's simple. You're going to get fired. And I got a feeling Doc Rivers is going to end up getting fired from the Cleveland organization. If not this year, definitely next year. It's just ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? I would like to see Mark Jackson get a job coaching, whether even if he's coaching college, that's great. I just want to see him get another chance, because I still feel like, you know, that was his team and that's why the Warriors are doing so good. Because of him, that was his, you know, he was pretty much the heart of the organization. You can say what you want. They've been winning with Steve Kerr, but I just think that Mark Jackson set the tone at the beginning. You know, that's just my opinion of it. How do you feel, Lone Wolf, how do you feel about L.A. organization going after Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant to play in L.A. Next year? And do you see that?
I think it's all talk. It doesn't even make sense. Why would they leave OKC to go play in LA? It doesn't make sense. If you're gonna leave the team, then, you know, if you're gonna play together, then you would stay where you're at. If not, right, then you would go your separate ways. So I think it's just all hype, you know, and excitement, you know, and, you know, basically Lakers fans get their hopes up. I honestly, personally, I feel like if those guys leave, they're going their separate ways. They're not going, both going to L.A., unless there's some grand, you know, grand plan or something like that. But I don't see that happening. And I think that will be kind of silly, and almost like it would be new if they were both to go to leave Oklahoma and then go to Los Angeles. But, yeah. I mean, the other side of that is you're going to a worse team than you already got. So I don't really know what would be the point of that either, you know.
Yeah. We're definitely going to see what's going on in that situation. You know, we'll keep it at, you know, Wolf Nation, you guys got it locked here. I know a lot of half of y'all probably you know what I'm saying, sleep around this time, 10 o'clock. But, yeah, I know some of y'all have, you know, we're getting some listeners out there that are actually listening and being dedicated. So I appreciate the support. Guys, I mean, I don't really know. There's been talk about the L.A. organization going after DeMar DeRozan. He's going to sign they're offering $25 million a year. I don't see DeMar DeRozan. I mean, like I said, he's going to be a free agent after this year. It's going to be crazy. You know, he played at UCLA, I believe. No, it wasn't UCLA or USC. One of those schools in Cali that he played, I remember he played with Romeo. USC, okay. He played with Romeo, with Master P son. They played, so, you know, we'll definitely see what's going on. I see them, hopefully that they can get somebody to come to the organization. For 3 or 4 years, nobody's been coming into the organization. They haven't been able to have the best of luck. Getting free agents. I mean, you could have easily re-signed Matt Barnes again. You guys let him go, let the Clippers organization steal him. Now he's killing in Memphis. You know, Mark Gasol. You know, there's a lot of free agents out there. Nobody wants to come to L.A., and I think that part of that reason was Kobe. I don't think Kobe wanted all that money. You know what I'm saying, $25 million, and I feel like, you know, he didn't want nobody to come over there to, you know, to steal his shot, and now he's suffering the consequences. Yeah, he hits 38 every now and then, you know what I'm saying, but he doesn't do that on a consistent basis. You know, and Minnesota Timberwolves are just playing terrible. My boy KG just needs to go ahead and retire. I don't know what he's doing. I don't even understand why he even went back to fucking Minnesota. That was a dumbass move. You know, I was very upset when I saw that shit. I felt like he should have stayed in Boston. They had a team there with everybody, but, you know, once Ray Allen dipped, everybody else burnt off. You know, we picked up Jason Terry that year, and Courtney Lee, of course. You know, Courtney Lee didn't get to, you know, score that much, but now he's killing in Memphis, averaging fucking 16 points a game. Jason Terry, you know, we didn't get nothing out of him. He just pretty much took that $9 million and, you know, fuck around and went to the fucking casino with that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Boston, we look young. Hopefully we got a win tonight against Detroit, which is a big win for us. Playing one of the elite. I don't know how Stan Van Gundy has left. You know, but I know he's not going to take this losing. I think he got probably about 1 or 2 more years, and I think that he's going to try to step down or be, you know, vice president, director of operations. I have no idea, but I don't see Detroit getting anywhere back to where they need to be. They are a championship team, championship caliber team. Thanks to, you know, Isaiah Thomas, D-Rod, John Staley, Joe Dumars, and then Rasheed Wallace, Rip Hamilton, Chauncey Billups, Tayshaun Prince, Ben Wallace, them guys. They got to get to best. They got to get to, you know, where they need to go. You know, as far as championships, Andre got to get in there and start shooting his ass up in the summer and work on those free throws, because they're doing Hacker Drummond and Hacker Howard. You guys have got to shoot free throws. Figure out something. Even if you got to shoot one hand, line that shit up with the rim and shoot. You know, that way you'll probably come up with a better percentage than what y'all been doing. So, you know, keep that in mind. If you guys listen to the show, listen to what I got to say. So let's just get right into the scores real fast. I just want to say Brooklyn Nets, there's been talk about them going after Tom Thibodeau. He's going to end up, I think he's going to be named head coach probably after this year. I don't know if they're going to do it in the middle of the season. They're probably going to continue with the coach that they have, but these are the teams that really need help. Brooklyn Nets, Philadelphia 76ers is up for me help. They just got their ass whooped at home by the Atlanta Hawks. Speaking of Atlanta Hawks, Al Horford is on the trade. Also, Jeff Teague, there was talk about Memphis getting them. Jeff Teague, I think they're trying to trade for Mario Chalmers, but I don't know how I don't know. That's a rumor for now. Keep it locked. We're going to have all that information here in the next 2 weeks for the trade deadline, which is happening. Chicago Bulls are making trades. Joakim Noah is supposed to be traded, but he's injured. Utah Jazz is going to make some trades. I think Denver Nuggets is going to be traded. Definitely going to trade. They're definitely going to trade Gallinari and Wilson Chandler, I think. But I'm not. I can almost pretty much, you know, see that happening. Kenneth Reed is on the trade block also. There's been talk about him going out to New York and playing with Carmelo and Porzingis. We'll definitely see what's going on with that. Sacramento, I mean, them guys actually, it's been hit and miss with them guys. They're very streaky. Sometimes they get killed, sometimes they don't. They got to play defense. They're talking about Rudy Gay being traded again from the Sacramento Kings. I think you need to keep that team how it is because they do have a good team. They just got to play a little bit more defense and get some stops and run the ball. You got Rondo as your point guard, so you really shouldn't have no problems there. Also, get my boy Willie Cauley-Stein in there in the offense, please, because him, I mean, you know, everybody's been saying that he's the next Tyson Chandler or the Ben Wallace, but the guy can score. You got Rondo as a point guard, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, put him in offensive, in some offensive plays, even if you're just throwing alleys every now and then, please. Just saying, he's a good player, and I would hate for him to be, you know what I'm saying, not utilized well. Lone Wolf, what is your thoughts on Cleveland losing these games? They just lost to Charlotte Hornets, my under-the-radar team, 106-97. Your thoughts on Cleveland? Do you see Kevin Love leaving and going to UCLA with Westbrook? What do you think needs to happen in the Cleveland organization in order for them to get back to the finals and win the cup?
I mean, it goes back to what I said on previous episodes. You should have never traded Andrew Wiggins in the first place. But, I mean, dealing with the here and now, you know, they just got to come together and get it and, you know, figure it out. I mean, you got three of the best players on the NBA, and you're not winning these games. So, you know, it's up to those three to figure out what they need to do to get this team to, you know, going. If they can't figure it out, or, you know, if they can't work together, then they got a long road ahead. So, you know, and I mean, in all honesty, man, you know, this is it's a competitive year. So, you know.
Yeah, bro, it's definitely competitive when it comes to that shit. You know, it's gonna be crazy. I'm gonna be tuned in to the trades. You know, they were saying that Jimmy Butler is the face of the Bulls, which I agree with that statement.
I want to give a, I want to say this too. Oh no, go ahead. I just wanted to throw something.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to shout out Charlie Strong, man, for pulling off a miracle on signing day. You know, taking LSU's big recruit, you know, and just you know, silencing his haters. Big move. Matter of fact, I don't think he's gonna like this too much, but we took one of the Aggies' big recruits as well. So. Yeah, man, that Charlie Strong, he did his thing today. You know, I got to give him big props on that. UT football look like they're going to get back on track.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah, sir. And ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all like, man, you guys are best friends and y'all on the opposite side of the football team. This is very true. Long Wolf is a UT fan, been a UT fan for years. I actually just became an A&M fan the past three or four years. Wasn't really into college football, but now I'm A&M everything. I got A&M stuff here. I rep the maroon and black. You know, I got to go with, you know, what's a better fit and what's a better offense as far as what's going on, better defense, whatever. You know, and I have my own personal reasons why I'm not a UT fan. I actually will talk about that in a later episode. I have a show on that. But, yeah,
I take my hat off to UT. I'm not liking the comments being directed at Texas A&M fans. You know, there was a lot of dirty ass comments that I was seeing on there, you know, about the A&M. So you guys, you know, if you guys can make y'all can win the bowl, that would be great. Just saying to all you UT fans, I'm not talking about Lone Wolf, I'm talking about the rest of the guys that have something to say about this A&M. A lot of you guys are out of shape and cannot move and get off the couch. And no wonder why I can't find no Amos cookies in the cookie aisle, because y'all fat ass motherfuckers took them off, you fucking fat fuck. So, you know, my own private raid, you know, like, Raymond, damn, that's crazy. You just ran me. Nah, these are the situations that I deal with on a daily basis, guys. You know, and I just, you know, bring to you guys' attention. Back to the Houston organization. I'm sorry, not the Houston organization, the San Antonio organization. Lone Wolf, last question for you. Does LaMarcus Aldridge fit in the Tony Spurs system? Your thoughts on that?
I think he's still finding his place, you know, at this point. And, you know, in all honesty, you know, it's a guard rule league. So, you know, he has to, you know, find his place in that system, you know, and what's going to work best for him. I think that he's used to, you know, basically carrying everything on his shoulders, and now he's in a place where, you know, he probably doesn't have to do half the work that he was doing in Portland. So, you know, his contribution will definitely mean a lot when the playoff time comes. Because, you know, you have, you know, in the lineup for seven games, as long as he's healthy. So, you know, I just think that just, you know, it's just going to take a little bit more time. You know, by the time you get around to playoffs, I would expect him to be in full force.
Yeah, guys, my opinion on the situation, I feel like, you know, it's going to take them a while to get there. Like I said, there's not really too much that you can do against when you're going to get Spurs. And guys are the most complete team in the NBA. Say what you want to about the Golden State and Warriors game, but my question to all you Warriors fans, all of a sudden I see Warriors fans now because they won the championship. All you bandwagon ass niggas, and most of y'all are coming from L.A., and y'all was L.A. Now that y'all team is sucking. You know what I'm saying? Now y'all want to chant Golden State. That's fake. You know what I'm saying? Number one. The second thing with that situation is this. Kenley and my fans, to all you guys out there, the Golden State fans, my question to you is this. And even if you are a person fan that's on your team, I just want to say this to you guys. I'm going to leave y'all with this. Can the Golden State Warriors beat San Antonio Spurs in seven games? If you can, hit me up on the Wolfpack TV page. Let's talk about it. I'm taking all bets. Seven games. Can Golden State beat the Spurs in seven games? And you guys let me know how y'all feel about this. The next thing is this. There's also been rumors about, I've had to say this, Indiana Pacers talking about getting rid of Paul George. I don't know how true that is. That could be a rumor. As far as sports goes, guys, that's it. He's Lone Wolf. I'm Big Bad Wolf. That's the show, my brother. Lone Wolf. If there's anything else, bro, I believe that's the show.
Yeah, man. Like I said, you know, shout out to the Strong and the Longhorn Nation. Do the thing. Signing day. Got the recruits. New season. You know, the Spurs, you know, yeah, they got their work cut out from Golden State is serious. Will they break the record? You know, we'll find out. You know, and all I want to say is don't call our phone, call the show, motherfuckers. Anyway,
obviously, we got to keep saying that on every show, guys. You know what I'm saying? Even on our sports, even though we just deal from early on sports on Wednesdays, we got to keep saying that. We'll be getting calls from people that we've actually had run-ins with back in 2001. You know who you are. I know you listen to the show. I know you send other people listen to the show. If you got something to say, hey, bro, our number is 713-955-0732. You know who you are. And if anybody else that doesn't know who we are, go back into the episodes like I told y'all last week. You will You know what I'm saying? It begins with the name of him begins with the R. So there's your hint right there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, figure it out. Survey says NWO. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah.
Crowd pleaser on the ground to leave. You're the punishment for making enemies with these souls.